ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Thank you everyone for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class. Now we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam from the 10th canto, chapter 9, entitled Prahlad Pacifies the Lord with Prayers. Text 19. Balasya neha sharanam pitarao nirsingha. Balasya neha sharanam pitarao nirsingha. There are 2 meters or 3 meters to chant this verse. If you are more comfortable with the There is Brahma Sanghita also in the other one. Balasya neha sharanam pitarao nirsingha. Nartasya chagadangudam vitamajattunao. Taptasya tapratividirja ihajya shestas. Tabad vibhota nuvritan tvadupikshitanam. Please chant. Balasya neha pitara samasi. Nartasya chagadangudambita majatano. Taptasya tapatrividirja ihanja sestas. Tabhadvibodhanubritantvadupekshitanam. Balasya neha sharanam pitarao nirsingha. Nartasya chagadangudam vitamajjatonao. Taptasya tapatividirja ihanja shishtas. Tavad vibhota nubritam tvadupikshitanam. Ladies, please. Balasya neha sharanam pitaro nirsingha. Nartasya chagadangudam vitamajjatanao. Taptasya tesa pitirividhirja ihanja shestas. Tabhad vibhota nuvritam vitamajjatanam. Balasya neha sharanam pitarao nirsingha. Nartasya chagadangudam vitamajjatanao. Taptasya tapatividirja ihanja shestas. Tavad vibhota nuvritam tvadupekshitanam. Word for word. Balasya of a little child. Na, not. Iha, in this world. Sharanam, shelter. Protection. Pitarao, the father and mother. Nrisimha. Oh, my Lord Nrisimhadev. Na. Neither. Artasya. Of a person suffering from some disease. Cha. Also. Agadam. Medicine. Udambanti. In the water of the ocean. Majjata. Of a person who is drowning. Now, the boat. Taptasya. Of a person suffering from a condition of material misery. Tatpativiti. The counteraction. Invented for stopping the suffering of material existence. Ya, that which iha in this material world, anjasa, very easily, ishta, accepted as a remedy, tavat, similarly, vivo, O my Lord, O Supreme, tanuvritam, O the living entities who have accepted material bodies. Tvat upeksitanam, who are neglected by you and not accepted by you. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. O my Lord Nrisimhadev, O Supreme, because of the bodily conception of life and body souls neglected and no care for you, and no care for by you, cannot do anything for the betterment, for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father and mother cannot protect their child. A physician and medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient. And a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. Kindly repeat. My Lord Nrisimhadev, O Supreme, because of the bodily conception of life and body souls neglected and not cared for by you, cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father and mother cannot protect their child. A physician in medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient, and a boat in the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. Purport. Throughout parental care, through remedies for different kinds of disease, and through means of protection on the water, in the air, and on land, there is always an endeavor for relief from various kinds of suffering. In the material world, and let me try again. There is always an endeavor for relief from various kinds of suffering in the material world, but none of them are guaranteed measures for protection. They may be beneficial temporarily, but they afford no permanent benefit. Despite the presence of the father and mother, a child cannot be protected from accidental death, disease, and various other miseries. No one can help, including the parents. Ultimately, the shelter is the Lord, and one who takes shelter of the Lord is protected. This is guaranteed. As Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:31, Kaunteya pratijanahi name bhakta pranasyati. Asana Kunti, declare it bodily, that my devotee never perishes. Therefore, unless one is protected by the mercy of the Lord, no remedial measure can act effectively. One should consequently depend fully on the causeless mercies of the Lord. Although, as a matter of routine duty, one must, of course, accept other remedial measures. No one can protect one who is neglected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this material world, everyone is trying to counteract the onslaught of material nature. But everyone is ultimately fully controlled by material nature. Therefore, even though so-called philosophers and scientists try to surmount the onslaught of material nature, they have not been able to do so. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 13:9 that the real suffering of the material world are four: jama, mrityu, jara, vyadi, birth, death, old age, and disease. In the history of the world, no one has been successful in conquering these miseries imposed by material nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasaha. Nature, prakriti, is so strong that no one can overcome his stringent laws. So-called scientists, philosophers, religionists, and politicians should therefore conclude that they cannot offer facilities to the people in general. They should make vigorous propaganda to awaken the populace and raise them to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Our humble attempt to propagate the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world is the only remedy that can bring about a peaceful and happy life. We can never be happy without the mercy of the Supreme Lord. Tak upeksitanam. If we keep displeasing our Supreme Father, we shall never be happy within this material world, in either the upper or lower planetary systems. Aungam ajnana timirandasya gidangiran shalakaya chaksuru militanjina tasmasi guruve namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Virabahu Prabhu Ritinamine Sri Sri Vrindatavira Padapankaya Dayine Prabhupada Mamadaya Nama Sivirabhave Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauri Brahmi Prachanine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pachyatyadi Satarine. Hare Krishna. So here we continue with the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. And this chapter is basically Prahlad Maharaj is giving such a nice philosophy about how the whole system, this material work, is arranged in such a way to inflict pain by the threefold mysteries to the conditioned soul who have come here against the will of the Supreme Lord. This suffering is explained here as jamu mrityu jara vyadi dosha dukkhano darshanam, that these four miseries as actually the real problems of life, and all these plans, the plan makers, the people in common, they are actually just temporary. They cannot give relief to these permanent miseries. Dosha means evil or faults. In anudarshanan means survey of, see or perceive. People, as Prahlad Maharaj says, those who are in the bodily concept of life, they basically are absorbed in sense gratification. And therefore, he said here, the Lord don't care for him, doesn't care for them. The word is tvat upaksi. Tvat upekshitanam. Tvat means you, and upa means love, and akshi. Akshitanam. Akshitanam is to look. So it's like overlooked. The Lord, if the people don't care about the Lord doesn't care about them. That's the basic understanding. There are three types of person: those who don't care about the Lord, but they are not really demoniac, and the demons who are against the Lord, and the devotees. So all the plants are basically, it's called in Sanskrit, prayas. There are two words, prayas and sreyas. And all the plants makers are based in prayas. That means immediately benefit. People are looking for immediate benefit, but they cannot see, because they are in bodily conscious to life, they cannot see something beyond this concept of being given benefit to this material body. Shreyas is delineated or explained by Sutta Goswami in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto. When the sages of Naimisharanya asked this question, he posed forward six questions to Sutta Goswami. And the first one was this, especially this one. What is the supreme benefit for the people in general? The Sanskrit is Punsan Ekantaka Shreyas. So the verse begins with Tatra Tatra Anjas Suyasman. He said, because you are being blessed with a long life. We know that who blessed Sutta Goswami? Actually, he was not blessed by the sages, neither for Balaram, because before the war at Kurukshetra, Balaram, he saw the upcoming battle, and he decides with the pretext to go to pilgrimage, to go away and not participate in the war. So after visiting so many places of pilgrimage, Balaram came upon the Naimisharanya forest where the sages were meeting. How many sages were there? Anyone knows? 80,000. 80,000 sages. Can you imagine? And Sutta Goswami didn't have a microphone. And how many we are here? Just about 50, right? And he didn't speak Jalakas so loud so everybody can hear. It's amazing. It's something mystic. You know? 80,000. And he was speaking, you know, normal before these sages. And then Balaram came. And all the sages stood up and gave respect and gave a sitting place. And when Balaram finished sitting, he saw that Ramaharshana Sutta, who was in the Vyasasan, he didn't give respect to him. So then Balaram started to remember his birth, because Ramaharshana Sutta was not actually a Brahmana. He was born from Kshatriya woman and from a Brahmana father, I think. And this bear is called Pulu. So, do you remember? Patriloma. And then Balaram becomes so angry, not because it was a minor offense. Being he the Supreme Lord, he doesn't mind too much not giving respect. As I say here, some people don't care about him. But he doesn't care about them. But what he made him so angry was that Ramaharshana Sutta was supposed to be a learned sage, because he knew all the shastra, because he was disciple of Vyasadeva. And he understood, supposed to be understood, all the shastras. And Balaram became so upset, so he picked up a blade of grass and he touched the kusha grass and he killed him. So all the sages become alarmed, and they practically question Balaram. They say, of course, we know that you're the Supreme Personality of God, and you are not, you can do whatever you like. But we already blessed from Maharshana Sutta with a long life. and you just kill him. So Balaram said, what do you want me to do? I can bring him back to life. And said, no. What is done is done. And then Balaram said, okay. Then Sutta Goswami was there, the son of Ramaharshana Sutta. It's okay, we're going to place Sutta Goswami in his place, because he said that the father, the son, is the same as the father. So they throned Sutta Goswami, and he continued to speak in the Srimad Bhagavatam for the second time. So all his blessings that were given to Ramaharshana Sutta were transferred also to Sutta Goswami. So therefore the sages say here that you are being blessed with a long life. And they said, Bhavato jhad vinishitam. Please, they said, Anjasa means easily. That's what we have in the verse here, in this which line. Anjasa, here is Anjasa chestas. Anjasa means easily. Please explain to us in the easily way understanding what you have ascertained to be the supreme benefit for the old people in general. Then, in this second chapter of the first canto, in the same chapter, but it is he give the answer that the supreme benefit for everyone, as Prabhupada explained, the same here, it is Krishna consciousness, is to savai punsa parodharmo, that the parodharmo, the supreme dharma, or the supreme occupation that the human being is to render service to the transcendent Lord. Savai punsa parodharmo bhakto yato bhakti radokshaye ahautiki apratihata jadat jayatma suprasidati. So this service, he says, has two qualities, ahautiki, that has to be causeless or unmotivated, and apratihata, uninterrupted. In this way, he said, jayatma, the soul, the self, supersedate. Presidate means satisfied, and supersedate is superlative, that means very satisfied, completely satisfied. So in this way, he is giving the supreme benefit for the people is not just a temporary benefit in which one can be relieved from these miseries. And a continuation, what I wanted to say, in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj gives three examples. One is Valasya, Valasya Neha, Valasya Neha Sharanam Pitarao. That the parents, Pita means father, and Pitarao is plural, does mean two, father and mother. Sharanam means protection. That even though the father can give or can have or can make all plans for security and safe for the child, even though accident happens, the child die, or something happen, because ultimately the supreme protector is Krishna. The classic example we have here is the King Chitraketu, for example. He was so desiring to have a child. And when Angira and Narada Muni came to visit, they asked him, what can we do for you? And he immediately asked, I want a son. And they warned him to say, this son will give you happiness and miseries. And the king thought, well, probably my child will be spoiled. But he said, I'd rather to have an obnoxious child than no child. And what will happen? Even though it's all, because he was a king, the child was in a kingdom, there is no such a thing that was running by a car or bullied by the other boys and fallen to washer machine and drowned. So he was practically safe, right? It's all the safest. There were no way that he will have something happen to him. But what would happen? He was poisoned by the co-wife. Then in this way we can see this. There is no way to take all these precautions or to counteract miseries if there is not sanctioned by the Supreme Lord. And we have another example also. Vasudeva and Devaki. Who are Vasudeva and Devaki? They were super devotees to Krishna. And even though Kamsa killed all, of course this is Leela, but he killed all his male children. But this is demonstrate that there is no safe security in this world. Because it's padam padam jabi padam. Is every step is a danger. And also we have the other example that the pastime of Lord Chaitanya when he was dancing in the courtyard or Srivast Thakur house and his son died. The ladies were inside the house and they were in the courtyard. But Srivast could hear the crying and lamenting of all the women. Excuse me. And then he went to see what happened. And his wife Malani told him, Your son just died. And then Shiva said, but just quiet. He said, shut up. He said, the Lord is performing his kirtan outside. And then if you don't be quiet, he said, I go to the Ganges and I drown myself. And then he went back to the kirtan. I don't know how long it's been, like 7 hours after that. And then when the kirtan stopped, because Lord Chaitanya being the omniscient, he understood what happened. And he said, Srinivas, why you don't tell me that your son died? He said, my Lord, he said, I don't want to interrupt your ecstasy, your dancing, he said. And then the Lord become very moved, compassionate, and he started to cry. And then he went inside. And then immediately told to the child, get up. You know? And he asked, why did you leave this house? Why did you leave this house? And the child answered, I am in this house as long as I'm predestined. I am destined to be here, this is. But with your supreme will, this is, I can go everywhere because I am your eternal servant. So this demonstrates that life and death is in the hands of the supreme will of the Lord. And if he wants, he can kill anyone, and he wants, he can save anyone. What is this? I think it's in Bengali or Mare Krishna Rekeke. If the Lord wants to kill somebody, nobody can kill him. And the Lord wants to save somebody, nobody can save him. Something like that. So, and the second example is Nartasya Chagadam. Na means neither, and artha means disease, and cha means end, and gadam means medicine. Despite of the old advancement of medicine and the qualified physician, first class physician, there is no guarantee that a patient will live. When Krishna said this must die, he must die. There is nothing can save him. Prabhupada gave an example on that. He said that has an old friend in Allahabad. And then he begged to the doctor, he said, please give me 4 more years so I can finish my plans. And Prabhupada said, no, even 4 minutes. He said, you have to go immediately. You have to die now. So Prabhupada immediately can see how is there is no escape, there is no remedies for counteract these miseries. And the third example is Udambanti matyo nao, that a boat cannot save a drowning man. The classic example of this is the Titanic, RMS Titanic, Royal Mail steamship, the Titanic. This ship was so huge, and they spent $7 million to build this ship. The British company called White Liners, White Star Liners. The president was P.J. Morgan, and some people say that this ship was finished, he was more than 2 blocks long, and has a gym, has a restaurant, Turkish bath. I don't know what is Turkish bath, but it must be something sophisticated. And then he said the broadcast by radio that not even God could sink this ship. And some other people say that actually was a passenger lady. When he saw the enormous hulk, he came to approach to a deckhand. He was close by, and he said, this ship is actually unsinkable? And the deckhand said, yes, lady. He said, no, even God can sink it. And then, but some people say this is just an urban legend that actually never took place. But in any case, after this Titanic and his maiden voyage, after 4 days of navigating in the sea, at the sea he hit an iceberg and he drowned in 2 hours. There were 2,206 passengers, and only 700 could come alive from that disaster. And in the very important people were there. They were one of the most richest persons were there. He was only 47, and he couldn't save his life with all his money. So Krishna, of course, we understand that it's Naivane Trena, that is the will of the Supreme Lord. There is no way that by any measures of safety we counteract this catastrophes. What time is it? Okay. We know even, I just remember one story of the Vashishta and Vishwamitra. It's about this protection that because Vashishta have a Kamadenu cow, and how the Kamadenu cow, how Vashishta couldn't protect the Kamadenu cow when the army of Vishwamitra came to kidnap him, to take him away. Because the story goes that Vishwamitra was a king before he was a kshatriya, and he came to all his army, and he was very fond in hunting. So he was in the forest, and all his army was thirsty and hungry. So he came upon to the ashram of Vashishta. And then Vashishta arranged for all the soldiers plenty nice food with all kind of drinks, and it was completely Sunday feast. And after they ate, Vishwamitra came to him and said, how can you arrange all this food? He said, you're just ascetic living here in this ashram. He said, well, I have this Nandini cow. He was given to me by Indra. And then he has a very mystic. He said, I want this cow. He said, you can give me this cow. If you give me, I am a king, he said. With this cow, I won't have any problem to feed all my army, all my subjects. He said, I can. He said, I need this cow. I need to give him my body for sacrifice and everything. And then he left very upset, the king, Vishwamitra. And in the way, he would send back all his army to fetch the cow. And then when the cow was taken away, the cow asked Vashishta for help. And then Vashishta said, I cannot help you. And then I will protect myself, he said. And then from her body, he manifests a number of army soldiers. From her tail, he manifests the Pallavas. These Pallavas are dynasty in South India. And then from his belly, she manifests the Javanas. And from her other, he manifests the Dravidas and the Kiratas. And from her perspiration, he manifests the Shakas. Have you heard about the Shaka era? The Shakavda era? That is said that Lord Chaitanya was born in 1407, Shakavda era. You know where Shakavda comes? This comes from this. Shaka means this race and Avda means year. What happened is when they destroyed the old Vashishta's army, they took different places, these races, and the Shakas, they went to conquer the western side of India. That is now is Gujarat and Maharashtra, all those places. So one century before BCE, the Christian era, there was a king called Shalivahana. Shalivahana went and conquered all these Shakas. And to celebrate his victory, he created the calendar called Shaka. And that's happened 78 years before the Christian era. So that's when we're talking about Shaka, like Lord Chaitanya was born in 1407, Shaka of the era is 1486, the Christian era. I don't know if it's been used anymore, but we are reading all the time this, the pastime of the Sikhu Swami, and they always mention it's Shakavda era. Those, I was curious about what is Shakavda era. So this is the origin of this calendar. Anyway, I want to end here. Does anybody has any question? Yes?
You know, so I was wondering if you could explain a little bit how we're controlled by material nature.
What was the last part?
I wanted you to explain how we're being controlled by material nature.
How they are controlled by material nature?
Yeah.
It's very difficult to convince people who are in the mood of passion and ignorance because their consciousness contaminate. This must be have some pious credit to understand. If you see, as a Prahlad Maharaj explained it, because they are in the bodily concept of life. When you speak to these people about the misery of life, first thing that tell to devotees is that you are pessimist, you know, you are pessimist. Why are you saying those things? And they think because they are natural phenomena, you know, take birth, get old and die. They are natural, they said. So therefore they don't feel like they have to do something else about it. They just natural process. That is life, they say. That is life. But those people who have some pious credits, they understand. So in other words, when you preach to all kind of peoples, some will understand, some not. It's not like everybody is ready to become devotee or is ready. Some people even accept it, but they never can become devotees because they are comfortable in his living. They are just living for prayers, as I said before. For them, this is life. There are different types of persons. They are just karmis, they are the jnanis, and the devotees. People who are ready to accept Krishna consciousness is because their consciousness, they are more developed than this kind of people. It's like when you preach to Christian. Some Christian may be favorable, most of them they are practically demoniac. So deny, we chant the 10 offenses every day, right, in the morning. So what is deny offense? Yes, to preach those who are not interesting, because they begin to blaspheme. So you may try to preach to people who they are controlled, but those who are, because the first thing is that the living entity has come here to be trying to be the controller and the enjoyer. If somebody thinks he has the control of everything, and you say you are not controlled, he becomes offended, right? Actually, he said, you are controlled because you belong to some system, religious system that is washing your brain, that you are controlled, but they feel free. Yes? You want to say something else?
Well, yeah. How can I convince myself that I'm being controlled?
Just surrender to the spiritual master and you become controlled by him. He will guide you. In other words, when we surrender to the spiritual master, our free will is taken away. But this free will that is taken away is your conception of being the enjoyer and doing whatever we want. As soon as you surrender to the spiritual master, you just belong to him. And then you are free. You are free from this conception that you are the doer. Prabhupada explained here. Kartahan iti manyate, you think we are the doer, but we actually controlled by three modes of material nature. Yes, Prabhu.
You know, Prabhupada gives a nice analogy of that. He says it's like a dog. You know, a dog's very dependent on its master. So sometimes you'll see a street dog, and when you see that street dog, he's so-called can do anything, but look at his condition. You can see a street dog more like in India, not here. Here the dogs are better than people.
Yeah.
But that's a good conception or understanding, because if you get a good master, you can see how fatty that dog is, well-groomed. You know, he sleeps in his own bed.
You know,
he can do whatever he wants. He can be in the house of the master, and you know, he can poop when he feels like it, and the master's going to pick it up. And so you can see that if we just become servants or dogs, you might say, for the Supreme Master, then everything will be taken care of. You don't have to worry about anything. But if you become some street dog to the material energy, then you have to suffer like anything. You see sometimes a dog in India, if you see a stray dog in India, you don't even want to get near that thing. I mean, you know, his skin's peeling off his body practically.
Yes.
And nobody goes, here, puppy, let me pet you. You run away. So, you know, we can be like street dogs and surrender to the material energy and get booted around by the material energy. But then if you take on, you know, a guru, like you're saying, and hook yourself up with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can be a dog, but you'll be very taken care of. You'll be excellent in life. You'll have no worry, nothing. You know, everything will come for you automatically.
Thanks so much. Anything else? Grantarashi Madhava Tanki. Thank you very much. Krishna.